Mad Marv's Notebook for August 12th, Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge 2015. The last day of training for my Toastmasters trip is done. That was yesterday. Today starts the actual convention where all the, the socialization where everybody comes to see everybody else actually begins. So what was yesterday and Monday, there was what I guess was about 500 district officers from around the globe. That's all in the books, and now all of our friends from around the world probably will show up either today or, probably today or last night. I'm not sure how many people are actually going to go to the convention part of this, but I'm guessing it'll be several thousand, it being Vegas and all. I'm recording this very early in the morning where we still haven't done, they call it the opening ceremony. I haven't seen one of those yet, so that should be fairly interesting. Haven't had all that much of a chance to take pictures throughout this past few days. I think now I'm going to have a little more opportunities. Should be kind of interesting. I know my district director, I'm not sure what's going to go on in the program, but he's been tagged to be a some kind of flag bearer for some country out of Eastern Europe, and it's kind of interesting. I don't know if it's going to be some kind of parade or some kind of presentation, kind of like, I'm going to guess if they're having a flag for every country that has a Toastmasters club, it must be close to 200 of them. If they're going to go and march them all across the stage or something. That might be interesting. Aside from that, not really looking ahead too much. I want to be kind of surprised. That's why I have the program sitting in front of me here, but I don't want to really crack it open. I kind of want to see what's going to play out just by watching and observing. I don't want to spoil too much fun. I know I still have a few things lined up. The key three, as we call it, the district leaders, we have some interviews scheduled. I think we have at least a dozen of them scheduled over the next couple of days. So we're going to miss out a fairly good chunk of the convention. Usually during workshops, we're interviewing the candidates for the various officers at the international level, because most of us district officers end up holding the ballots for votes, rather, for the clubs we represent, and we'll be electing those officers, those international officers, on Saturday morning. So between now and Saturday morning, all those candidates are doing their best to try and influence all the vote getters, and it should be fairly interesting. Now, I know there is some kind of rules on what kind of swag they could hand out prior to the convention. So once the convention gets started, that's when the actual campaigning, I guess, starts in earnest. And for what they've been dancing around, or hinting anyway, it might be rather interesting. Or at least, I guess it's rather surprising how much effort some people will go through to get elected to a volunteer position that doesn't pay anything. I guess, some people take Toastmasters a lot more seriously than others, and It's a learning experience, even at the top levels. But it's not something I'm interested in. I know I'm, once I'm done with this Key 3 commitment, I'm going to sit back like every other past district governor I've ever, well, not all, everyone, but a lot of them tend to enjoy the not having to have that burden. Anyway, I bet I'll have a lot more interesting things to say tomorrow. Maybe I'll have some interesting pictures too. So until then, I'll talk to you tomorrow.